Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. We've got a guest sitting in front of me who I'll introduce in a minute. And then between one and two, we've got our private investigator, Pete. We sent him off with a bit of homework, and he'll be telling us a few things that he's been up to. And then between two and three, the council will be in with Council Connection. So 3 hours of interviews this afternoon. The council will do the third one. But anyway, it's my pleasure to introduce Cheryl. Now, she's with the Coa Community Cafe. We spoke to Cheryl once before, and we thought it was time to speak to her again. So first of all, welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you for having me back.
Good to have you back. Now, tell us, for those, I know we've got a few new listeners who haven't been listening before, because I just know I've heard from them. Tell us just basically what the Koha Community Cafe does, please.
Yeah, so we are a pay-what-you-can-afford cafe that runs every Thursday night in Warburton. It's an inclusive, anyone welcome cafe. And I guess the idea is if you can afford to pop something into the donation box, then we appreciate that. And if you can't, then somebody else is sort of covering
so
your
You don't have
meal.
Anybody, like you don't issue a bill for the meal and say $25. If they can, they pay. And if not, it's just a case of if the person feels that way, and they should if they can, just make a donation.
Yeah, it's pay by donation and done very discreetly. So, you know, you come in, you have a meal. It's a vegetarian meal.
Yep.
We pretty much do three courses, and the main serve is, there's usually about 10 different options for the main, and you can have one or two or have a bit of a taste of everything. Nobody leaves Koha hungry.
Now, obviously, this is all run by volunteers?
Yeah, volunteer run. We're also a registered charity, so that's sort of our structure.
And so it means people can donate, and if you've got a tax deductibility?
They can, and they can get a tax deduction. We're the 1st of July, so maybe, 2nd of July today.
Yep.
Maybe there was a bit of a rush on that before June 30.
And just before 1 o'clock, as I often say, we'll get Cheryl to give you the contact details so you can look up their website and hopefully give them a few dollars. So first of all, Cheryl, and I know I asked you this last time, but for the new listeners and to refresh the minds of listeners, what got you involved with the cafe and how long ago?
Yeah, so I started going to Koha when it was in Yarra Junction in 2011.
As a volunteer or?
As a guest. My family had just moved into the area, and I saw it advertised at the local newsagent. So I thought, that sounds like a interesting thing to go along to. And I think probably on that first night I put my name down to volunteer and started out in the little kitchen doing dishes.
Yep.
And, yeah, I think not too many months later got roped into a committee meeting. And
that's the rest of it.
And that's sort of, so probably since 2012 I've been on the committee. I'm currently the treasurer.
Oh, about 13 years. That's a good
know,
little effort.
And
so how many volunteers would you have each week?
Each week. So we have, our main event and the event that's been going for the whole time that Koha has been around is that Thursday night dinner.
Yep.
And we usually have a couple of days lead up to that dinner where we've got lots of people helping with food prep. There's probably 5 to 8 volunteers during the day, during the week, just chopping things up, getting things ready. And then the night itself on the Thursday, we have, I'm trying to add up in my head, probably, 10 to 12 people on board each night.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
So, like you say, you have a number of meals, but how many meals a week would you normally hand out?
Yeah, I think we're still feeding around about 100 people each week.
Gee, that's a pretty fair effort.
Yeah, so that'll be what we do on the Thursday night. And then we also have anything that's left over. We have a bit of a open window on the Friday mornings for people to come in and grab a meal and take that away.
That's
as well.
Terrific. So. Is there a reason why it's a vegetarian meal?
It's a good question. I think that we try to source a lot of our food by donation as well. We do have a fairly tight budget for purchasing food. So I think there's sort of some budgetary factors for the vegetarian meal.
That's fair enough.
But also I think just from a sort of food standards point of view, it's a little bit less complicated to run a vegetarian menu.
That's fair enough. So who started it? And obviously you've been there 12 years or whatever we said. Who started it and how did they see the need?
Yeah, so Sue Yin Chan, she's our president.
Yep.
She started it and she's still our president this day as well.
Yep.
It was it evolved from a community development project. So she was doing studies in community development and that was her project.
Yep.
And, there's a clear need for it. It's still there today, it's taken on some different forms, but it's going pretty strong still.
Now I was just going to ask you that you said that it's still going pretty strong and you've changed a bit. We'd like to know a little bit about how it has changed, but more importantly, would I be right in saying that probably the need now is stronger than what it was when she started it? There'd be more people.
There's definitely growing need for affordable food.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's growing. It's not going away.
I mean, one thing that they're talking about, which I find it hard to believe in a first world country, but they're talking about the working poor, where, you know, sometimes one or two, certainly one is working in the family. You would have thought that they would be able to, but with the costs and interest rates and all the sorts of things that go with it, they talk about now it's not only the unemployed that are having trouble trying to feed the family, it's very often a person who's been employed or who is employed.
And, look, I think that was the key driver for setting this up was that, a nutritious meal is really a basic human need, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's sort of the thing that underpins everything. So,
and one of the problems is, and particularly with children, if they don't get a decent meal, not only is it the fact that they don't grow as, like, their body seems to stunt down a bit because they're just not getting the nutrition to build their bodies up to where they should be, but they also tell me that it's very... it can stunt their learning as well. Their brains don't cope with if they haven't had a decent meal.
A key ingredient, isn't it? Having that glucose and that fuel for your brain.
We've got to take a quick break. Now, I believe it's your mum Margaret's birthday and I believe she likes Cliff Richard, so don't blame me. Margaret, here's your song.
Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips so true. Don't need a four-leaf clover, rabbit's foot, or a good luck charm. With lucky lips you'll always have a baby in your arms. My chips, and I know I'm bound to win, yeah, 'cause I've got
Lucky lips. Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips so true. Don't need a four-leaf clover, rabbit's foot or a good luck charm. With lucky lips you'll always have a baby in your arms.
Margaret, I'm fairly certain that he's coming out to see out to Australia later in the year, and I think he's coming to Melbourne. So you might want to take Cheryl along, or maybe she doesn't want to go. But anyway, Cliff Richard's a great singer, and of course I just mentioned that I play the 50s and 60s on a Sunday. I'll be here this Sunday between 12 and 3, and then I'll be back with 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. So we'll have a lot of fun here on Sunday. But anyway, we're talking to Cheryl from the Kohar Community Cafe. Now, you did say in when we were talking about this that you've branched out into some other things. So what else are you doing apart from the Thursday Night Cafe?
Yeah, so since I was last in, which I think was back in October,
yep.
One of our previous chefs who's come back down to Warby from up north is running a Monday, it's called Monday Morsels. It's a breakfast program between 10 and 12 every Monday. So I think she's told me that there's a good sort of 20-odd people coming for breakfast now on a Monday morning. And
is that the same basis? Pay what you can, or is that a
same pay by donation if you can. And she's been cooking up some wonderful things for brekkie. I think I saw eggs Benedict on the menu, and lots of lovely stuff. So that's a new thing that we've been doing.
Yeah, oh, that's terrific. Is there plans to increase? I mean, obviously all these things cost money, and you are obviously limited by money, as every community group is. So is there a plan, or you would like to extend like the night ones and also the breakfast to other days if the money came available?
I think one of the things that we are expanding is the activities that we run. So we actually have our own building now in Warburton. It used to be the elderly citizens building, just a little bit down from the golf club there.
Yeah.
So now that we have our own space, we're able to run a lot more activities during the day. So we've got a wonderful activity coordinator called Mel,
yep.
and she's been really busy sourcing grant funding so that we can run craft groups. We have some craft festivals. She did a beautiful high tea on the weekend just gone, and that looked like that was really, really well attended. And that was
for the shortest day, was it?
Or it might have been, actually. Yeah,
some of them do that. Yep.
Yeah, so we had lovely sweet treats to sort of share amongst a big group that day.
Yeah. So with all these other things coming on, would you see one day that the idea would be to be running something there 7 days a week, or 5 days a week?
I can't quite envisage that.
Yeah.
It sort of takes a lot to...
And it takes a lot of volunteers.
Yeah. I think the other factor is that we rent out our space during the nights for other activities well. So we've had some life drawing. That's been an interesting one to sort of walk past as we're having our committee meetings.
Yep.
And there's some theatre groups that practice. So probably as we are at the moment, expanding the dinner to too many more nights would be logistically a challenge. I think.
And also it gets costly.
Yeah.
Everything costs money.
It's about the food and, look, our donations that we receive on the night are not enough to keep the thing running. So we really do rely on some council funding and some grants and donations.
Because the problem is, if it pays itself, it means you're charging almost commercial meals, and then that's not what it's about, is it?
No, it's not about that. It's about having a healthy, hearty meal, and it's also about a space for the community to gather. So that's a big part of it.
Now, I was just going to ask you, with this meal and probably the breakfast as well, do they just walk in, have their meal and walk out, or do you find that the people... Because I can imagine some of these people being in a situation where they're fairly lonely, so is there opportunity for them to stay and talk to each other?
Absolutely. So I think we've got the option for you to sit quietly and not have to socialise, if that's your preference.
Yep.
We've also got a couple of rooms that, if you prefer quiet, you can go and eat in there.
Yep.
But the main area are big group tables, and it's as much a social event and a community connection as it is the meal itself.
So do you find you get many homeless people there, or is it mainly just people who are, I don't say down their luck, just not able to afford a decent meal?
We have people who are homeless. We have people who can't afford a decent meal, and we have people who come for the community support. So it's a varied group that come each week.
It's not a one thing that covers it. Everybody comes for something different, or a lot of people do.
Yeah, it's a bit different to a soup kitchen model. It's much more about everyone's welcome, and
Because a soup kitchen, as I understand, you come in, you get your meal, and then away you go, or you can take the meal away.
Yeah, that's right. And you can do that at Koha, but if you're somebody who wants some social interaction and to have a good laugh and a good chat, we have Ben who comes in. He plays the piano. We have different things going on, so that I think that you can leave socially full and full in your belly as well.
And I guess it's up to you how involved you get, isn't it? If you come to that meal, if you just, as you say, if you want to sit and be quiet in a room, you can do that. But I would have thought, particularly with the homeless, it may be the opportunity for them to sort of talk to one another and, at least have a bit of camaraderie with each other.
We've got one man, Joe, who has been coming for the whole time that I know, and I'm not quite sure how old Joe is, but he's a mature person, and he's probably been the most frequent holder of our number one ticket. So when you come in, you get a ticket to just say where your place is in the queue, just to try to get a little bit of order about how things are working. And I think he's probably had about 90% of our number one tickets on the way.
So he's almost standing out the door waiting to get in.
He's in there, and there's just a lovely group of people that sit on that table, and it's you can just see how much it is about the opportunity to come and have a chat.
Pardon me, that may be the only sort of communication he has with a group.
Yeah, for some people, I think it's their weekly touch base with the world, and for other people, they're all at all the things. It's not just Koha.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Like waves in California.
I should also mention next Wednesday between 1 and 2 is our legal hour. If you have any questions on the law, and I know there are quite a few questions floating around, if you shoot an email to info@yarravalleyfm.org.au, that's info@yarravalleyfm.org.au, we can't get you to talk, discuss a case with you if you've got some legal problems, because you can't get any advice in a few minutes on the radio. But if you want to know certain things about the law, shoot an email there and Greg will get it. We'll get them to answer them next Wednesday between 1 and 2. But I'm talking to Cheryl from the Koha Community Cafe. Now, apart from the breakfast on a Monday and on a Thursday night, the cafe, you also run a pantry, do you?
Yeah, so any food that we don't use for our cooking, we have in a pantry that is open on Mondays and Fridays between 10 and 2. And there's usually a fairly good array of fresh veggies, maybe some bread and other pantry type products that, again, you can pay by donation if you're able to afford.
I've got to ask you the question, and obviously you have to buy some of these things, but do you get donations as well for the food?
Yes, we do. Yes, yep. We have through some of those like Second Bite type organisations, yep, and through supermarkets, we get donations of food, and also through members of our public as well. People growing in the garden.
I was just going to ask you that. Do you often get things donated to you from people who just grow them? Because I know that a lot of people, like, you have a garden, and when things come on, you get, you know, 30 of them, and you can only eat two yourself. So you get a bit of that as well. And I guess while we're talking about it, I guess you'd welcome donations too, wouldn't you?
We absolutely would love food donations. It's, yep, it's great. Yeah.
So when we're talking food donations, I mean, I've been to, well, what I just mentioned was in the garden, but I guess if there's shops listening or anything like that that have got food that's not selling, particularly in the raw materials, you'd like to hear about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that food supply, we certainly have had to up our budget that we allow for purchasing, because we're just getting, you know, you get less for your money at the supermarket now. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, we're all feeling that.
So, on the pantry, is that, would you like, no, let me rephrase that. When for this pantry, that's often what's left over from the other meals, obviously, but is it that the same thing, pay for it if you can?
It's exactly right, yeah. Yep. Just it's not, there's no prices. It's come in and, yep, take what you need, and if you can afford a donation, then we appreciate that.
I've got to ask the question, and because I know a lot of people will ask, and I don't like to ask it, but do you get many people who really could afford to pay and then just come in, have their meal and walk out?
Oh, look, possibly, yeah. Yeah. I guess we try not to focus too much on that aspect of things.
And it's very difficult, because I remember once someone saying to me, that person turned up at Mercedes, I think it was, but really when you knew their background, they'd had the Mercedes when they were working, it wasn't worth what it should be now, and they owed money on it, and they weren't working. So just because you see someone turn up at Mercedes doesn't mean they got heaps of money in the bank either.
Yeah, I think you just have to be really careful about those sorts of judgments. And yeah, I think what we've learnt is that putting pressure on donations on the night is not how we stay afloat.
Yep.
It requires us to be, as a committee, seeking funding through all the different ways that we can, and that's what keeps Koha going, not the what goes in the donation box on a Thursday, yeah, night or a Monday morning.
And I'll ask you, this is a bit of a side issue, do you ever find over the time that you've been there where somebody has desperately needed the meal and they've desperately needed the pantry, who have then got themselves back on their feet and then come back and made a donation?
Oh, absolutely. I think that really ebbs and flows.
Does it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that And I hope that people feel really comfortable to put what they can, and if they can't, feel comfortable with that as well. Yeah. We really try not to pay too much attention to that. It's pretty discreet. Yeah. We're not sort of watching what goes in and who's doing what. It's just...
Because yeah. I could imagine the person, and I'm perhaps not talking about the homeless, although, yeah, I probably am too, because they could have been, some of those could have been in very good jobs and things have just gone against them. And they've had maybe mental illness, and then they're through that, they've lost their job. It must be very, almost soul destroying for somebody to admit that they just can't feed themselves. And therefore, okay. I guess. I like the concept that you're saying, that we don't put pressure on them, because they're already, I would suspect, really feeling bad before they walk in the door.
Yeah, we want people to come in and be nourished, and nourished from a nutrition point of view, from a social experience, feeling like they belong to a community that cares. That's kind of what we're about.
Yeah, and that's good, because otherwise it's as I say, the person who turns up, they're probably already feeling bad, particularly if they've been in jobs and that, and through and a lot of people lost their jobs over COVID, and some of those jobs have never reappeared.
That's right. Yeah.
So it must be hard for somebody to turn up like that, and then also, if they can't afford something, well, they can't afford it. It's not the way we'd like it to go. So. Again, we're going to talk about this at about 5 to 1. Cheryl's going to give you some contact details. If you've got some money you'd like to donate, please do. Or if you've got you've been growing stuff in the garden and often it comes on, you get a whole lot of it at once and you can't use it all, here's a way to make sure it's used. So at about 5 to 1, if you'd like to take it down, and I'm sure she would love to hear about it. And, of course, we'll run past the times close to that too, just in case you happen to be in the situation where you need help, and don't be frightened to ask. I'm talking to Cheryl from Koha Community Cafe. Now, we've talked a bit about the donations of food and, you know, if people are growing food or if you've got a shop and things are getting, no, not past the use-by date, but getting down towards it and you think you can't sell it and don't bin it, offer it to the Koha Community Cafe because they can turn it into food, which will go to people who can't afford to buy a decent meal. But I guess apart from that, you wouldn't mind donations of people's time in the way of time. But is there any special skills you're looking for? Do they have to be able to cook or what, Cheryl?
No, you don't need to know how to cook. We have a lovely chef, Lily Beth. Yep. So she's actually our only paid role.
Yep.
And she does an amazing job with, little funds and limited ingredients.
She
whips up a feast. And I think some of the volunteer jobs at the moment where we could bump up, excuse me, weekdays, food preparation.
Yep.
So that's all under Lily Beth's direction.
So she would direct them. So it's not as though
chopping stuff, you know, peeling, yep, that sort of thing. And Mel, who's running our activities, is looking for some help during the week as well, just for odd jobs in helping her to get those activities arranged. So I think our Thursday nights are fairly well stocked. We've got lots of teenagers who help us on
Have you?
Yeah, it's great.
That'd be terrific for the other people and for the teenagers. Like, they find out what volunteering's all about,
yeah,
and put back in, but they also at the same time meet with maybe another generation, a bit older. And
yeah, it's really lovely. They learn some really great work skills. We have volunteers. Our oldest volunteer is about to turn 90. That's Bert. Yep, and he's not just he's in the kitchen. He's washing dishes. He puts in a massive day on a Thursday. So I hope that I have something that Bert has because he's incredible.
Yep.
And then we've got Bennett, who I think is our youngest, and he's still in primary school. So
still in primary school.
Yeah.
Gee, that's terrific. Does his mum or dad volunteer as well?
His big sister, helps out in the kitchen. So yeah.
It's terrific,
isn't it? It's really,
really
important.
So there's something for everyone to help out, isn't it?
I hope so, yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. So again, and I guess there's always, apart from the people volunteering their time and donations of food and that, I guess there's always that person that can just come. I guess the other thing is too, is donations of money because, you know, food costs money.
Certainly does.
And if you're giving it away, well, I don't say giving it away, but if the cost is just what you can afford to pay, you're probably not on any meal covering your costs.
Yeah, we're doing really well at the moment with some funding that we've been able to secure. Yep. So that's a big difference from probably when I spoke to you last time.
But then funding doesn't always come back next year and the year
that's
after,
it.
Does
yeah,
it?
It's not a recurring thing.
it can disappear as quick as it comes. All right, look, we're going to take another quick break and then we'll be back. Cheryl will give you the contact details and a website that you can have a look up and all the various things, and hopefully we might have twigged some interest in you.
Staring at the lights, is it easier to burn away what keeps you up at night? Do you know?
Now, Cheryl, we've been talking about all sorts of things, about how to volunteer your time, how to volunteer some food. And now I guess people really want to know a bit more about it, and they also want to be able to find out how to do it. So can you give us your website if you've got it? Well, you'll no doubt have a website, Facebook and all that you've got, plus.
Yeah, so probably Facebook is our most active bit of social media. And you can just search up Koha Community Cafe.
Now, spell it out.
And that's, Koha, K-O-H-A. We do have a website, www.kohacafe.com.
No community in that, that's just cafe.
Just Koha Cafe. Yeah. And there's a donate button there, so that's probably a useful thing to know.
Yep.
We've got a rather long email address, contact.kohacommunitycafe@gmail.com. So if you wanted to ask us anything, that's an option. Or you can message us on Facebook is possibly a little bit easier.
Yep. Well, that's probably monitored the most too, isn't it, Facebook?
Yeah. It's just a bit easier to keep that up to date and lots of photos and information about what's happening. The website's just a bit more of a static thing. Yep. We're at 25A Damons Road in Warburton.
Yep.
So it's on the other side of the river from the shops, just past the golf course.
Yep.
We're open Thursdays between 6 and 8 p.m. for our meal.
Yep.
Monday morsels is on Monday between 10 to Monday morsels 10 to 12. And then probably the other time slot to note is the open pantry is open when we have our Thursday night dinner, but in addition to that, on Mondays and Fridays between 10 to 2.
So basically on a Monday, it's really open for at least first couple of hours while the morning morsels is on.
Yeah, and we attach the pantry being open to that.
So you just mentioned something that we hadn't mentioned. You said the pantry's open on a Thursday night as well, did you
say? That's right, yes.
If a person doesn't want to come or feels a bit embarrassed to come along for a meal, they could still come along and get something out the pantry on the Thursday night.
Yeah, and if they wanted to get a meal on the Thursday night but not attend the cafe, they're probably best coming at around about 7.30 to 8 p.m. because we put the meals into takeaway containers, anything that hasn't been eaten that night.
Oh, yeah.
And so they can just grab a takeaway and not do the social thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's great for them if they can do the social, but, I mean, some people, as I said before, and they shouldn't be, but will probably feel embarrassed, particularly the first couple of times, I can imagine.
Oh, it can be a bit daunting, you know. So we get a lot of people in, sort of, I guess, in the order of about 60 people. Yeah. There's, you know, there's kids, there's families, there's older people, there's a big range of people who come
along. I was just going to say that. I was going to ask you what sort of age group, because are they mainly parents with children or more older people? Or
I would say just a really big mix of the entire community.
So it's really a bit of a reflection as to what's going on in the community, isn't it?
I think so.
It's not just a particular group that are dealing it tough.
No. I think it's pretty representative of the Upper Yarra Valley community.
Because one of the things too, and I've talked about this on this show before, is that quite a few families, you know, they married or live together or whatever, and I'm not here to talk about that. And then they've had children, and they've both been working and they've been making reasonably good money. COVID came along. Very often the woman lost the job because that was the sort of jobs that, and I know that's stereotyping, but that's the truth. And then all of a sudden when COVID's back, they haven't been able to get the sort of job they had before. They've only been able to pick up a very low-paying job. So all of a sudden their lives were built around a better income, and it's not their fault, and all of a sudden they haven't got the gross income that they used to have.
Yeah.
And that's happening a bit.
Yeah, and the cost of the food is going up alongside that. And, I think it is tough. It's really tough, and it's nice to know that we can offer a really healthy and, you know, a fairly large meal, let's just say that.
Well, and I think, did you say that it's a three-course meal?
Yeah, so we have soup, and then we have a window with probably 10 different hot options, and you can pick and choose from that. And then there's normally some pretty yummy desserts as well.
You won't be on desserts.
Yeah, no, they're great. We get some really nice desserts.
So are the desserts cooked by your chef too?
Yeah.
So everything's home cooked, basically.
Yeah, it's all prepared on site.
That's terrific, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah, gee, your chef must do a terrific job. I mean, you're feeding 60 people.
Yeah, no, I don't know how she does it, but, she manages it really well. And so that's Lily Beth, and we've also got Nina, who's come back. She's been part of Koha for years and years. Yeah. So she's sort of helping out with chefing as well. And, yeah, they're both just super talented.
So apart from making big meals and all that, they're also doing it on a fairly meagre resources too, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't know how they do it. I wish I could replicate that in my own house.
It might work well, you think?
Yeah.
Look, they do a terrific job to do that because, you know, it's not easy. And I guess if you put too much into one meal in the way of cost, then instead of feeding 60, you feed 40. And I guess the idea is to feed as many. How many could you cope with on a night?
I think that beyond 70 is probably getting a bit hectic.
Yep.
So I would say most weeks now we're close to the capacity.
Yep.
We don't run out of food, so that's generally great. We usually have a little bit left over to put in the takeaway, and I think that's about the right amount.
Yep.
We don't want heaps left over, but it's awful if we end up running out of food and have to turn people away. We don't want to do that either.
And then when you say that the pantry's open the next day, is that what was cooked tonight or is that just other goods that are available on
both.
The pantries?
Yeah, so any leftover meals will be in the fridge and just take those. They're all boxed up and ready to go.
Yep.
But then we have shelves that have fruit and vegetables and other pantry products that you can take as
That's
well.
That's terrific. So again, look, if you've got the opportunity to volunteer your time, your finances, or as I said, if you've grown too much in the garden, why not donate it? So just your website, your Facebook page again, please.
Yeah, so it's Koha Community Cafe.
And it's all one word, Koha Community Cafe.
Yeah, if you search Koha Community Cafe as three words in your Facebook search, I don't think you'll come up with anything else other than us.
And it's K-O-H-A.
That's the one.
Sounds terrific. Look, I wish you well. I wish you didn't need to do it. I wish that everybody was able to afford a decent meal, but that's not quite how it works at the moment. But all I would say to people, if they're listening today, or you may know somebody. There may be somebody homeless down the street. Go and mention it to them. Just tell them. There's no need to be embarrassed. Cheryl has told us about three or four times that there is no judgment. You pay what you can, and if you can't afford to pay, well, you still get a decent meal.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me back. It's lovely to be able to talk about
it. Not a problem. We'll talk to you again probably early next year because I like to get you in about once a year and find out what's going. And 1 year I hope you're going to say to me, well, we don't need to come anymore because everything's sorted out. But I'm not sure that's going to happen in
Might
the short term.
Might not put money on that one.
Look, Cheryl, happy birthday to your mum again. Hope she's having a great day. Your daughter did a terrific interview today and you can listen to it again on the podcast. There'll be a podcast up next week. So thank you, Cheryl, for your time and
thank
we look
you.
Forward to talking in the new year.
Fabulous.